We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Tuesday. It feels like a Monday to us because we were off yesterday and a little bit after 6 p.m. This is typically where we talk about weird things. I mean, we talk about weird things all day, but 6 gets even weirder. Is this a TikTok thing, the makeup thing?
It's TikTok. TikTok? It's on TikTok. I've also seen it on Reddit. One of the subreddits I follow is makeup addiction. I'm not a big makeup I mean, I wear makeup every day, but I'm not very adventurous with it. But I love seeing other people's looks. So the whole purpose is, here's my face of the day. This is what it looks like. And I've noticed over the past couple of weeks that people have been posting, like, here's my no sleep look. And then they'll have, like, dark circles under their eyes that they've created with makeup. And it's all, of course, people 10 years younger than me who don't understand that in 10 years you're going to have legit dark circles and you're going to do everything you can to try to cover them up. And now it's taking over TikTok too. And look, I'm usually the one who's like, I just really admire Generation Z. They seem to have it more figured out than the millennials did. No, this is stupid. Don't try to give yourself a fake problem. Like, if you don't have dark circles under your eye, that you should be happy. Don't try to give them to yourself. And I'm not saying you're not beautiful if you have dark circles. I have them. But it just seems counterproductive to try to give them to yourself when they're not there. Yeah. You know?
That's funny.
Kind of dumb.
Remember when I did the, I made myself look 100? Did you guys do
on
that?
On the filter?
Yeah. Did anyone else do that but me?
Yeah, we all did it. Mm-hmm.
Did we? I think mine looks exactly like what I would look like at 100, and I'm okay with it. Like, it's just...
I look good.
It just wrinkled old Dave Glover.
Yeah, the no sleep thing really got to me. I'm like, wait till you're 30 and you really don't sleep at night.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to want to try to do that with makeup. That's you're going to hate
What's
your life.
What's the point? What's the
it's just,
appeal?
It's just a look. I mean, I think it's... I don't know.
The
I don't
understand. Look.
Yeah, sometimes I don't understand their little culture. Like, a lot of times I think it's great, but sometimes I'm like, I don't get it. There was another. This is still really popular, where like the e-girls will use so much blush and put it on their nose too, and the point is to look like you have a cold. And which I don't get that one either.
Yeah. I can picture that look, though, with all that
red. And then they'll draw freckles on, which, like, I mean, I guess I kind of get that if you've always wanted freckles. But it's, yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, kids, whatever you want to do. But the looking tired on purpose is a bridge too far for me.
That's just, like, such a weird human trait that somebody that has curly hair fights their whole life to straighten their hair because their curly hair drives them crazy. And a person with straight hair would give anything to have that person's curly hair.
Yeah.
Or the person with freckles, it does everything they can to cover up the freckles and so people can't see them. And then people that don't have freckles are putting fake freckles on their face because that's what they want. It's so weird. Singers want to be actors. Actors want to be singers.
Yeah.
The thing with the looking tired thing, though, you've got your whole lives to look tired and not sleep.
Yeah.
Just enjoy being 14.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Huh. Are they doing it the same way you would put on makeup to look like a cat? Like, hey, look at me. I look like I'm old and I'm tired.
No, I think it's a look they like. Like, remember in the 90s, Kate Moss was like heroin skinny and like she kind of looked sick.
Yeah.
But it was trendy. And I think that this is becoming more trendy. Which, I mean, and I get why they want to replicate it. I'm just saying, yeah, this is the one instance where you would want to embrace your youth.
I'm not sure how much of it is because Nick was a boy and hit everything from me successfully, I now know. Phoebe's a girl. And Generation Z, how much of it's generational or it's, you know, boy, girl, what have you. But I don't even try with Phoebe. I mean, I try with her as a dad, but I don't even try to, like, understand.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want it. She wants none of my understanding.
You shouldn't try to understand.
Thank you.
And I'm a generation removed from her, and I don't understand a lot of it.
They have a lot.
I'm at the age now where I'm like, what are these kids talking about? Like, I get 50% of it, and I like it. And then the other 50%, I'm like, I'm not even going to try because I'm going to look stupid if I try to be a teenager. I'm not a teenager, so why would I try? I'm sure there are plenty of dumb millennial things, but we just didn't broadcast it on the internet as much because we didn't have this environment.
I think every 15-year-old in the world, for the most part, is fake cocky. I was, you were, but 15-year-olds now seem real cocky. Like, they really believe it. And I can almost understand it when they're eating their breakfast cereal, watching the U.S. Capitol covered in smoke bombs. You know what I mean? Like, if I were everyone who's 15 thinks they can do things better than their parents, well, I think they can. Maybe even now. You know? You look at the world now and you go, I think we can do better than this. I think you can too.
Other than the makeup thing, that's dumb.
I don't know. I'm not sure my 17-year-old can run the world better than
Yeah, when I talk about, like, admiring Gen Z, I don't mean the whole generation. I think that they've just grown up, since they have grown up with the internet, they've also grown up with a means of I feel like they've worked out certain emotional things that my generation didn't understand. And it's because they're communicating all the time and they get I don't know, they have this way of knowing what's going on in the world. Our generations didn't necessarily have that. You had your own experience.
So when I went to high school, of course, I was not popular, famously, but there's pretty much popular and not popular. And now there's so many strata. Yeah.
And I think that's great. I think that's awesome.
How come?
Because you can find who you really are, and if you aren't that thing that you've been for a couple years, you can switch to something. I don't know. You're not trying to just fit into one of two groups. It's kind of like we always talk about political parties. Are you Democrat or are you Republican? Like, maybe I'm real independent.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing in high school.
You know something that's really changed, though, and again, I'm just picking up tidbits from Phoebe, but when I was her age, there was nothing better than being super popular. No questions asked, full stop, I don't care. I want to be popular. Now, the very popular kids seem not to be the most, what am I trying to say? It's not where everyone wants to be. Everyone wanted to be popular when I was a kid. Now it seems like, oh yeah, yeah, the super popular people, yeah, they're over there. But that's not what I want to do. I want to do this over here. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was laser focused on something I never achieved. Whereas this generation seems very comfortable and confident in, I don't want to be those people over there, the super popular kids. I mean, James probably.
They have their own bit of drama, though. You know, I mean,
you feel like you're holding back on something.
No, I just feel like that they have.
Do you have a terribly embarrassing story of grace?
No, I just think that they have a lot of their own issues that are
unique
to their generation.
Oh my God!
That they don't have it nearly as figured. I don't think they have it any more figured out than we do.
I think
they just have it different. I think they just have a different experience.
And I'm not trying to be like they're so much better than. I just look at it and I'm like, man, this seems fun. You know, I'm one generation removed. I'm like, man, I couldn't have really just waited 10 years to be born, and then, you know, instead of being in this weird in between thing, like, to where it wasn't old school, it was right as the internet was getting big, but it wasn't enough to really make a huge difference in my. You know, I just look at it and I'm like, that looks pretty cool. But yeah, I. There's also, like, the pressure of
looks cool.
Being
what do you
in
wish
high
you
school
could partake in?
And having no, I did the things we talked about, like all the different options, all of the, like, it just seems like they, I don't know, it just seems fun to be in Gen Z. That's I can't explain it more than that.
Do we have a one below Gen Z yet?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
No one's being named anything yet?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
The little babies. Anywho, moving on here. I see this on TikTok all the time. Terrible financial advice is going viral on TikTok. Here's some of the things that you will see on TikTok. These false claims that people think are real. There's a claim that if you start an S corporation, you don't have to pay taxes.
Are these being done intentionally bad advice? Like, hey, look how funny this is?
It's not supposed to be satire. I think it's people who have read an article on the internet and then call themselves a financial advisor. Another claim is that the Federal Reserve has secret million-dollar bank accounts for every American citizen, which is obviously not true. What's another one here? You can pay less on hotels if you buy their points. If you purchase, I've seen this one specifically. You can, if you're booking a hotel, you can go directly to their site and purchase points to pay for your hotel room, and you'll end up saving like $80 or $90. This is apparently not true. But what they'll do is they'll walk you through. I know. Look, the thing is all of it sounds great. So you hear it and you go, oh, cool. I'll start an S corporation. Now I don't have to pay taxes, because it's very attractive information. There's something about whenever something shared in 60 seconds or less, like these little bursts of fake news, they just sound really appealing.
I'm gonna try that next time I check into a hotel. I'm going to make reservations, and they're going to say, okay, it's this. And I'll say, yeah, I'll be supplementing that with points today.
I would like to buy some points.
Where did you get your points?
How are hotels doing?
I just have points. Not, I can't be good.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Here's another one. Pay as little. I've seen this one over and over again, and I've thought to myself, there's no way this can be true. Financial advisors on TikToks, again, probably just people who work at Kohl's, pay as little on your down payment and mortgage as possible. Their advice is to take, like, if you could pay 20% down payment or a 5% down payment, pay the 5% down payment and use the other 15% to invest in something else and multiply your money. And it's like,
I've heard that too.
Yeah, but I don't think people. Well, they're saying, Forbes is saying that this is a terrible decision. They say, first of all, don't get your financial advice from TikTok. It is obviously completely personalized on your own situation. I think it's also predicated on the fact that, like, yeah, you could use that money to do your down payment, or, you know, don't ever pay off your mortgage early because you could be using that money for something else. Well, what if you're in the situation where you can't? How do I say this? Like, you're paying the minimum and you get used to paying the minimum, and then it's like, well, for a couple months, I'm not going to put it into that other fund. And then before you know it, you're just paying the minimum and you're not paying off that other fund. So it's like, in a perfect world, I guess that's good advice, but just telling impressionable people to do that is probably not the smartest idea.
We have really been helpful this segment.
I guess so.
We should be charging these people.
I'm going to call myself a financial advisor now.
Hey, in this room you are.
I'm going to go book a hotel room.
I'll go with you.
Hotels are so cool.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.